thanks for joining me on the Tech of Sports and iHeartRadio. And it's not too late to improve or plan your summer barbecue. And pleasure to be joined by Stephanie Moran, green living expert, CEO of Good Girl Gone Green. And she's got some tips, and we're going to talk about that and a little bit more here today. And Stephanie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's that time of the year. We've been out there in front of our grills and having outside parties and picnics and such. And I know you have some quick simple tips for getting going with our summer grilling and barbecue.
So I think the first thing is, if people think of like barbecues, they think of like red Solo cups.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, okay, they're everywhere. I think it's reducing the amount of single-use items we're using as much as possible. I know it's not always easy, but
I'm guilty, Stephanie.
if you are doing the single-use because it's just, I don't have time to do dishes, I just need quick, then it's to look at compostable options. You know, the compostable plates, the compostable cups, the compostable cutlery, and use those items that can be composted instead of stuff that's just going to end up in the trash. And then if you are, you know, one step further and you're like, no, I don't even want compostable, it's to look at, well, can I, you know, buy something secondhand? Can I go to a thrift store and buy tons of utensils that are for my barbecue? Can I get some plastic plates at a thrift store? Can I get some plastic cups? Because you know, barbecues, you don't really want to use glass that much. Well, personally, I don't, because I have kids and someone drops glass on the grass or near a pool and that's just a disaster.
Yeah.
So using plastic or even stainless steel, I think, is an option, and it's less expensive, right? So you don't have to go out and spend tons of money on these new products. It's as simple as going to your thrift store and just buying some secondhand items if you don't want to go for the compostable versions of single use.
And even decorations. You'll love my dad, Stephanie. He's been using the same decorations for like 40 years. So he's your poster child. But you can also buy, you recommend buying reusable and maybe eco-friendly decorations as well.
Yeah, so, I mean, how often do we do barbecues? Paulo, it's not like an every week thing.
Yeah, it is.
It's not like an everyday item. it's not like using, you know, the stuff that we use daily, you know, but we want to use decorations. So instead of getting something, you know, like this plastic, you know, tablecloth that's going to rip in 5 seconds anyways, that's going to end up in your trash, is thinking outside of that box and think, oh, I could get a thicker plastic that I can use over and over again, or I can use cloth, tablecloth, could be an option. But then other decorations, you know, if you want to have decorations outside to celebrate, it's, again, thinking outside of the box, think, oh, I can use this next time. I have the same happy birthday banner for like 11 years. It's made of cloth. You pull it out at everyone's birthdays. And it's a great decoration. So it's having those decorations that maybe you can keep reusing over and over again. And if you have kids, maybe have them craft some decorations, do some coloring, make some streamers if you like streamers and stuff like that. And it's a fun activity to do with your kids as well.
Yeah, Stephanie's a green living expert. Pleasure to have her on today. CEO and founder of Good Girl Gone Green and host of the popular Green Junkie podcast. And also that same theory comes to maybe the food we're cooking up and eating as well, Stephanie.
Yeah, it's, again, you know, it's inevitable there's going to be waste. I'm not saying no waste is going to be created, but it's how you can reduce that waste. So maybe it's, you know, when it comes to making drinks, maybe it's making these big batch drinks versus buying these individual packages. You know, if you have kids at your barbecue, instead of buying, you know, the individual juice or whatever it is you're serving them, is can you make a big batch of juice and then they fill up cups instead? You know, if you're having a really big party and you're having tons of beer, is there an option to get a keg? If you're going to go through that much, you know, beer at your party, it's less expensive and you're not buying all individual bottles and individual cans. And if you are, you know, not going to go the keg route, cans are great because aluminum is 100% recyclable, so you can just drop it in the recycling, and it'll at least get recycled. And then it's looking at the different foods you're going to be eating. Can you make a lot of your food at home versus buying pre-made food? You'll reduce your waste that way as well. And looking at where you're buying your food, can you get the ingredients locally? Is there a farm nearby that you can get your food from? And, you know, putting your money back into the economy. And then at the end of your party, if you have tons of leftovers, it's giving to your guests, hey, we have extra this, we have extra that. And one tip, I think it's such a fun tip, is, you know, when you have guests over and you give them leftovers, they're like, don't forget to give me my container back. I'm gonna need that, Aunt Lois. And you never see the container again, right?
Yeah.
So it's a couple of tips could be, you go to a thrift store and you buy a bunch of containers and you keep those for guests. So you don't care if you never get that container back. You ask your guest, hey, can you bring a container with you? Because I feel like I'm gonna have leftovers and I wanna give them to you to take home. Or if you do takeout and you get plastic containers, wash them up, put them in a drawer, and keep that to give to guests as leftovers, to put leftovers in as well. And then you know that you will always, you won't be missing your favorite dish that you gave to your aunt and uncle at the barbecue.
Or just keep all the leftovers for yourself, and you don't have to worry about that. So that there's a couple different options. All good advice. And
for sure.
For anything outdoors now, Stephanie, there's a great selection of natural bug sprays and sunscreens. I know you recommend that, go in that direction.
Yeah, like if you're going to be outside for long periods of time, like sunscreens for my kids is a must. They're very, very fair skin. And it's to look for sunscreens that just have, you know, maybe less toxic chemicals in them than traditional sunscreens. Zinc is a great option. Depending on the, you know, your skin tone, you might get tinted sunscreen, so you know it meshes with your skin tone better. And then when it comes to natural bug sprays, it's, you know, avoiding DEET as much as possible, and using some natural organic sunscreens. You can also, you know, buy some essential oils like lemongrass, and that's great to defer bugs away from you, repel bugs away from you as well, if you don't want to go and buy like a specific, you know, bug spray.
Great. All great advice as we wrap up here with Stephanie Moran, green living expert, Good Girl Gone Green. I recommend that, and a host of the Green Junkie podcast. And Stephanie, have a great rest of the summer. Thanks for coming on, and all great advice.
Thank you so much. Have a great summer.